It's a well-known fact that Coca-Cola is the most popular soft drink in the world. In fact, only a few countries can boast a beverage which sells more than the mighty Coke. In my native Scotland, the drink of choice is Iron Brew, with Scots apparently spending more than £40 million on this syrupy orange liquid a year. My fellow countrymen would proudly tell you how this humble soft drink, made in Scotland from girders, as the slogan goes, blew Pepsi and Coca-Cola right out of the water. And here in the Czech Republic too, it's a local fizzy drink that's really given the international giants a run for their money. Kofola's website proudly proclaims that it's the best-selling drink in, wait for it, 2-litre bottles here in the Czech Republic and in Slovakia. The humble Kofola dates back to the 1960s, a communist brainchild born of a surplus of caffeine extracted from coffee beans. Kofola is a sort of licoricey, citrusy, extremely sugary drink, which in some pubs is even served on tap, often in enormous glasses. Its drinkers are often, but not always, those with a hangover or the under-18s. I've heard mutterings that the taste of Kofola is akin to that of dandelion and burdock, but for me it stands out as a drink that is utterly beyond compare. Extensive research in my immediate circle has come to the conclusion that it's not a good mixer with anything, nor does it go very well with many foods. But yet, sometimes there's just no substitute for that zing that Kofola, and only Kofola, leaves in your mouth after a first gulp. I enjoyed finding out a little bit about Kofola as well. Originally invented by pharmacists and biochemists, it actually went down really well with the then Czechoslovak public. In the 60s, it was the only soft drink around, with Western brands banned by the communist government. Within 10 years, it was a registered trademark and reigned supreme. But things looked bad indeed for Kofola after the revolution, with the arrival of Goliaths such as Coke and Pepsi onto the Czech market. Plucky Kofola hung on in there though, and after a bit of rebranding is enjoying something of a second heyday. So, a litre of Kofola does give a litre of Czech beer a run for its money. But I wouldn't be a true Scot if I didn't choose that sickly, bubblegum-scented orange fizz of ours, Iron Brew, every time.
That was Rosie Johnston with a letter from Prague, and should you like to check